Hey everyone, welcome to episode 98 of My 123 Cents, the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, sharing, downloading. Today's guest is J. Ryan Abney. He is an artist who makes custom wrestling figures. His work is really, truly something to be seen. He is located in the Southeast Missouri area. I have his contact information in the description of this show at jitterymonkey.com or also on iTunes. It's Spooky Creations on Facebook. You can go over there and custom order your figures. And we talk more in detail about that coming up in just a few minutes in the interview. First, though, I want to tackle a few news and notes going on in the world of professional wrestling. My friend Heath Hatton, and maybe I sound biased saying my friend Heath Hatton, but Heath and I go way back. He is going to be taking on another one who I consider my friend, the Stride Pro Wrestling Champion, Axe Allworth. That match coming up very soon in November. We'll be counting down and talking more about that. Also, Bushwhacker Luke is coming to town as well, to Southern Illinois. He will be a part of a big show going on in Pinckneyville, Illinois. I'll be ring announcing for that, and I'm hoping to get him lined up and set up for an interview, but we'll talk more about that as well in the coming weeks here on My 123 Cents, the podcast. Lots of big things coming up on the show. I'll be announcing the winners next week to the contest where you screenshot your rate or review on iTunes and share it on social media. Use the hashtag My123Cents. Be sure to let me know what you think of the show. Do you hate the interviews? Do you love the interviews? It seems like the interviews go over pretty well, but I want to hear from you and know what's going on in your mind. So TNA, still talking about selling. Perhaps the future has been up in the air, but over the weekend it came out that an unknown third-party investor is saving TNA at least for the next week or so. They have secured funding to go on ahead with the Bound for Glory and do a full week of TV tapings. This is according to the New York Post. The Post is also saying that TNA spent much of the week negotiating between WWE and Billy Corgan for cash to proceed with the biggest pay-per-view of the year. However, sources say that the cash came from someone who is not either one of those two. Same sources added that TNA is expected to resume talks with both WWE and Corgan about the sale. When the New York Post reached out to WWE for comment, the company declined to talk about it. So this is interesting. WWE is apparently still in the mix. Obviously, Vince would value that library, the TNA library, much more, I think, than the talent, although there is a lot of talent there. I've gone back and forth on my thoughts about what should happen with TNA. I think it's, you know, They've started and stopped so many times over the past 12 years or so that they've been in existence. They really need some solid management. We've talked about that. Chad and I have talked about that a lot on the blog at my123cents.com, and even in future or in past podcasts. We'll probably be talking about it in future podcasts as well. Obviously, though, if Vince McMahon and WWE buys TNA, it will probably go the same route that WCW went. It will no longer be in existence. Billy Corgan, I don't know much about him. Obviously, his music career. He is a fan. I don't know how he knows the business, though. This is a much different business when you're on the inside than when you're a fan kind of watching, and you can, you know, Monday morning booker or Tuesday morning booker or whatever morning you want to book and think you know what you're talking about. There's payroll involved and, you know, egos and everything else in between. So I've seen a little bit of that on a very, 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 very small scale. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens next for TNA. My hope for them, more for the talent and for the men and women who are kind of running things behind the scenes, whether it's promotions, production, you know, marketing, all that good stuff. You hate to see any company fold. So hopefully things work out for them. I know Chad is disappointed that the Royal Rumble is not going to be held in Los Angeles. There was talk of it being in LA. That's the one pay-per-view he has not witnessed in person. He had planned to go, but now the Alamo Dome Stadium, heading back to Texas for the Royal Rumble. It'll be interesting to see. Triple H tweeted, big names, big surprises. You never know who's going to show up, something along those lines. The Royal Rumble set for January 29th, 2017. Looking forward to it. Typically, I take that following Monday off so I can stay up late and watch the Rumble. So, and the Dusty Rhodes Classic, the Tag Team Classic, is returning. They're announcing names on Twitter for that. Seemed to be pretty successful last year. Kind of a throwback of sorts to the old Crockett Cup days, but not quite. But it's trying to capture or recapture that nostalgia. So whatever's on your mind, let me know at my123cents or at Kevin Huntsberger on Twitter. We're also on Instagram and, of course, Facebook. Weigh in, check in over there. Let us know what's on your mind. The YouTube channel is, I'm still looking to reboost and revamp that, and planning on making some big changes in 2017 with the overall website, the design and all that good stuff. So I am working with some people, some ideas, putting heads together and whatnot. So some changes maybe on the horizon. In the meantime, though, thanks for tuning into the podcast, sharing, liking and whatnot. And, you know, episode 100, I'm still looking for that big guest, and I think I may have someone lined up. So stay tuned for that as well. It's just another episode away. So as always, thanks for sharing. Stay tuned now for J. Ryan Abney.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 123 cents of the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
All right, folks, as promised on the show this week is artist J. Ryan Abney out of the Southeast Missouri area. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So you come up with and create custom wrestling action figures, and you do more than just the wrestling stuff. So talk to me a little bit about your passion for art. When did you get into art, and what brought you eventually to wrestling? And I know I just asked you a bunch of questions. So kind of start off with your passion for art.
So I've always been into art since I was a little kid. I've always been able to draw really, really well. Usually the only thing people remember about me in high school was I was the guy that draws. And that kind of just fell in line with wrestling. I've always been a wrestling fan. We watched wrestling since I was a little kid. We watched WCW. We really didn't watch WWF, so I missed the whole entire Attitude Era. So I've been having to go back and watch that. But it just kind of fell in line with the action figures. I always had the figures when I was a kid. I always played with those. And I found a website called WrestlingFigs.com. It's the largest like wrestling figure website online. And there were some guys that used to do custom action figures, and I found this, and I was like, whoa, that's really, really cool. So I kind of dabbled with that starting in 2003 or 2004, so I've been doing this for over 10 years, and I just gradually got better and better and better. So that pretty much sums that up.
So with the customizing the figures, is that all kind of self-taught then?
It is. I self-taught. I talked to a bunch of the members on there, a bunch of the guys on Facebook I've known for over 10 years, and they had helped me with different techniques and different paints to use and things like that.
So what is the secret to making a custom, or what are some of the challenges involved with making customized figures? Because I've looked at the detail and the artwork, tattoos and facial features and whatnot. It's very intricate. So how do you do that? How do you get so involved and so engaged in creating one of these figures?
A lot of patience, a lot of time. I used to actually be pretty awful. I took a five-year hiatus back in 2010. So I started back up at the beginning of this past year. So a lot of it is just patience and time, just practice. You have to have your right brushes, right paints, things like that. I mean, you can't really take any Walmart paint and Walmart brushes. You're not going to get the same result simply because of the quality of the materials. I use something called Citadel paints. I also use Valley Ho paints. A lot of people use testers, Model Master paints, and those are all like $5 for a little bitty jar. So you have to have a stockpile of paints, and you have to have your good brushes and things like that to be able to paint well. For sculpting, I use Aves Epoxy Sculpt. It's like a it's an epoxy paste that dries and hardens within about an hour or two. So you have to do all your sculpting work within that short time frame. And the only thing that really I can say is that it just takes time and practice.
So talk to me about that, because that's one aspect I never really thought about. So what's your canvas, so to speak? What types of figures are you using? Do you have a product brand that you prefer one over the other?
I use basically, when you go to the store at Walmart, you see the wrestling figures. I use exactly that. I have a whole bucket over here beside me of the old WWF. They're called BCA figures because they're the bendy ones. A lot of people like those. I know I did one for Sarge O'Reilly and a couple other guys in the area that wrestled. And then, you know, depending on the price range, some of the new figures, of course, are going to be more expensive because the parts cost so much more. You know, if you go to a Walmart, you can see the Mattel figures. They range from $10 to $20, $30. So price ranges on that. But that's what I use, just the regular figures you find at Walmart.
Now, do you typically use new out of the box, or do you yard sale and flea market and that kind of stuff as well?
Yeah, I try to get parts as much as I can, other than, you know, buying them straight out of the box because they cost so much more. There's tons of groups on Facebook and on WrestlingFigs.com where guys sell parts. I mean, a typical head will cost you in between $5 and $10. So same with like a pair of little bitty boots will cost you, you know, $5. So that's a lot of time and money that goes into it.
From start to finish, how much time would you say you invest in one of your more intensive projects?
At least 12 hours of straight painting and sculpting. And that's not even counting your wait times for drying.
Wow. So you know, I've seen some that take an old figure and they may put a fresh coat of paint on it and give, you know, they'll take a Hulk Hogan figure, for example, and put a different colored shirt on him or give him different colored tights. And that's cool. But what you're doing is you're actually creating, and a lot of your work is, you know, independent guys you mentioned earlier. You're making a whole new figure. You're not just customizing or tweaking something on an existing figure. So this is obviously, or I'm guessing, this is more than just a hobby for you. You are, do you sell your figures? What's the next step then once you've created something?
So a lot of times the independent guys will contact me. I know I've done a figure for Jick Durden. I've done a figure for Sarge O'Reilly. I had just a bunch of the local guys who wrestled for CCW and Stride out of Marion. A couple of guys that contacted me through there. I've had guys contact me pretty much from all over the United States. I've sent stuff to Canada. I've sent stuff to Britain. I've sent stuff overseas all the time. Most of the time I get commissioned. So when you get commissioned, they'll say, hey, can you make a figure of me? And I say, sure. You know, send me photos and things like that. And I require most of the time payment up front, just because if I get halfway through a figure and somebody backs out, then I'm out of money and I'm out of time. I'm out of, you know, supplies and things like that. So I do that, and then I'll also sell them on eBay. I have several figures up right now that anybody can purchase if they find them on eBay. It's I don't know. It's really helped me. I'm in college right now, and I pretty much paid my college bill last semester on customs alone.
Wow, that's amazing. So is it fair to say that these are more than a collectible for whoever is purchasing it, and you're not? Parents aren't buying these for their kids necessarily to get in the ring and have Farmer Billy Hills wrestle King Kong Bundy, for example.
Right, yeah. But most of the time it's the guys themselves who buy them, and they'll probably put them on a shelf or something. I know Sarge O'Reilly, when I gave him his, he was so tickled that he was showing everybody in the arena. So it was really neat.
And that's kind of how I found you. You had tagged we have a mutual friend in Billy Hills who wrestles here for Stride Pro. And you had tagged him in a photo, and I was just blown away by the detail and just how much it looked like Farmers. So, and you know, I looked at your other figures, obviously went to your page, Spooky's Customs, on Facebook, and then also your artwork page of Wicked Cryptid Design. Who has been one of your favorite figures to create? Have you done anyone outside of the independent realm who has gotten a hold of or seen the figure that you've made in their likeness?
I've done stuff for mainly a bunch of local guys. Like I said, I really didn't start branching out until the beginning of this year. So I've had guys like Rodney Mack and Sir Mo from Men on a Mission contact me about a figure. I've had, which both of those guys wrestle in the WWE / WWE. I've had guys on Twitter contact me through ROH. I had a War Machine. I don't know if you know who they are or not. I had a couple other guys from ROH contact me. Figures I had done, just me doing them, not for a commission or anything, and they had really enjoyed them. So
that's really cool. So who has been one of your more time-consuming, challenging, and do you typically do just one, or does it depend on the customer or the client?
It depends on the customer, client, whatever they want. I know I just did two figures for T-Dog up on Stride Pro in Marion.
Okay.
So he had me do two figures. I've had a couple other guys contact me. one of my ones that was the most time consuming was probably my Abdullah the Butcher that I did here just recently. It took probably 15 hours of work. I sculpted a lot of it. I sculpted mainly like the torso and elbow pads and painted the entire figure. It was just a really, really time consuming thing. But that was for my own personal collection. I didn't like the one that Jack Specific put out because it didn't really look like him. So I wanted to make a version that I thought looked better. So.
And if you are looking for Spooky Customs on Facebook, that is actually the profile picture right now, is the custom-made Abdullah the Butcher. So where did you get the clothes, the tights for him, for example? Do you order those separately, or did you use the Jack Specific ring attire?
Yeah, it was the Jack Specific tights. There's a guy, though, who makes really, really, really good stuff. He actually passed away, but it's his wife that still runs it. It's called Ralph's Clothing, and he does stuff for wrestling figures, and it's extremely, extremely good quality. You can buy anything from him. I mean, it's like just any type of tights and shirts and masks and things for action figures. A lot of guys buy those to complete their figure. So if you have, like, a Sting figure, you can buy a Sting shirt for him, you know, put him on your shelf, whatever you want to do.
What kind of, and you can ballpark it, what are you looking at as far as if somebody orders a custom figure, what kind of price range are you looking at?
So my prices, they kind of vary depending on if you wrestle or not. I give you a little bit of discount if you're an independent wrestling, just because I know that wrestlers don't make a whole lot of money and things like that. So a little Jax BCA bendy figure, I usually charge about $35 to $40 for that. A Mattel basic, so a basic figure doesn't have the ab articulation, I charge $50 for those. And for Mattel Elites, I charge $65 to $75, depending on prices on parts.
That is really cool. So do you let, or when someone orders, for example, do you just kind of decide whose body or whose image you're going to use as that base figure, or do they give you a recommendation and say, I'd like you to use so-and-so, or do you look at the pictures and kind of figure out who would be best for that particular person?
I've had both. A lot of guys who wrestle, maybe they'll have like a singlet or something, so I'll choose like Jack Swagger or somebody who has a singlet. I've had other guys say, hey, I want to use Miz's head for my head. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll use that. I might not like the part choices on their behalf, but, I mean, it's for the customer, so the customer, you know, tells me what to do. So
yeah, that's really cool. So what's your turnaround like? Are you getting a lot of orders at once and then getting them out to people? How does that work as far as the request versus your eBay, because I know you've put some up on eBay. Do you do a lot of just random freestyle ones versus the custom orders, or how does that go?
Yeah, the stuff on eBay is usually what I have from my collection that I've had for a while, so I throw those on there just in case I need a little extra money. I know I just sold a Colonel De Beers figure, which I think is the only Colonel De Beers I have seen in Mattel style. So, period, online. And then I know I have like five figures right now that I'm working on for people. So I'm pretty – I just try to stay busy. I'll run sales and things like that if I need a little extra money for college. So we try to keep busy out here.
Yeah, you have your post on Facebook, and I see what you're doing, and you do stay very busy, very active in it. Any other plugs, any other sites? You mentioned Twitter. Can folks reach out to you if they want to order via Twitter? How would they do that?
I'm not very active on there. Okay. It's probably 6 months ago. Facebook is the place to go.
Sounds good. And anything else you want to get out there, plug, before we wrap things up today?
I think that's it, man.
All right. Again, it is J. Ryan Abney, and it is Spooky Customs is the Facebook page with all the customized action figures. Really go check it out. He has a great collection there. Abdullah the Butcher is the profile picture there. You can also check out his art site at Wicked Cryptid Design. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us, and maybe I'll order a Ravishing Rick Rude body for a customized Kevin Huntsberger action figure. Maybe I'm living in a dream world here.
Hey, man, it's up to you. Thank you very much.
All right, have a great day.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.